You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope
and the Bulldog talking sports.
It's Mike Shope.
He's Bulldog talking sports. Call him on the telephone. Toss that bad Bulldog a bone. Bulldog talking sports. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On WGR.
All right, heaving ho and away
God,
we go.
God, you gotta
Sports
stop
Radio
it.
550.
Toss that bad bulldog a bone.
Do not.
God, my name being in it is not a part of the song.
I cannot.
We couldn't have today's bulldog birthday celebration. We couldn't call it complete without Nick Bakay, writer, producer, man of all trades.
First of our guests today
who was on Seinfeld, just one of his many credits.
Nick,
that song, that's not the first time you've heard that song, I think.
Oh, no, it actually is, and I'm a little traumatized. I was thinking, is that Shope singing? Is that what we expect from you at karaoke, Mike?
I don't think I could carry that to him.
You're breaking my heart. You didn't pay attention to this. You came and sat with me in studio at WBEN back in like 98 for 2 hours. You took calls from people who were teenage, like they were little girls when they watched you be the talking cat, and they were calling you, and it was kind of creepy and weird because they're like grown up now, and it was just there was an odd vibe. Anyway, that song would have played like every you don't remember. I'm brokenhearted.
No, that's way too long ago for me to remember. But I remember doing that day at the state station, and I remember. I was thinking about it on this year, 60th. Is that allowed? Are we allowed to say it?
Sure. You're, loud and proud.
You're still younger than me. Don't worry. it's all uphill from here. But I remember, and I was thinking about it, and I remember we talked to a particularly depressed Flyers beat writer, as I remember. We interviewed somebody, and he was very low-key to the point where after we hung up, we thought, should we be worried about him.
So. Wow. Yeah, that's a poll. I don't remember that at all. Of course, I was busy being excited about you being there. So anyway.
Oh, that's so cool. Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, man. This guy over here, like, what a job.
Not about me.
Mike has done a great job today. This is really nice.
It's been a big day.
He's just lined up people that have been surprises all through the day here on a day that is...
Usually pretty
dark here, Nick. I mean, it's free agency day in the NHL, and like we usually are on the air for 4 hours going, do something, anything, please, even guys I hate, sign somebody.
Right.
Well, that's the other big part of this this little interview here is that I am here to tell you that I am the big splash free agent signing. The Sabres made a little noise. And brought me in.
It's come to this. It has come to this.
Well, and forgetful and not particularly tough, I'll be a perfect saber.
The challenge is, I mean, there is some truth to, like, not going solo here, the two of us, for 4 hours on a day where it's really just sort of mostly about frustration, I think, that a lot of people feel. So we definitely wanted to, you know, spread that out a little bit. But it doesn't
– yeah.
Anything can work, right, Nick? I mean, sports can give you hope. And there's one move Bulldog and I are sort of in concert here. If they're able to trade this defenseman, Byram, for a good forward, then I think it passes the test for July 1st, at least for them.
Yep, it'll be very interesting to see. Obviously, it seems like something's percolating there, but what do we know, right? Well, you guys might. I don't. But, you know, on the other hand, if we trade him, then who's going to pair up with Darlene, you know? So it's all sort of give and take. We'll see.
Yeah, I got asked that on Twitter a little while ago, and I said, Samuelson, ? And I left the room and came back a few minutes later. I'm like, oh, 30 mentions. What? Oh, I tweeted that. I forgot. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I know. It's, you know, I mean, I still watch every game, and, you know, it's like, I read enough comments and, you know, post-article comment zones and things to know where the mindset of Sabre Nation is, and it's such a tough time right now. But, you know, we'll see. At least they got a little grittier, right? We can say that.
Yeah, I do like the in a vacuum, I like the Paterka trade. The pieces they got back. I don't like that they traded Paterka because I really liked him a lot on this team, but the pieces they got back fit, and they are roles that they didn't really have. They've been trying to find power, a partner for 3 years. So, you know, good, but I needed this one more move to, you know, really replace Paterka's offense, and that has not come yet. So that's what
And Todd, it's coming today, but who knows? You know, there's a lot of time for that move to happen. We'll see.
Nick Bakay for a couple. Sorry, Nick.
So much bad news. It seems like so much bad vibes about Paterka now that he's on his way up, right? You know, didn't have any inkling of that. We'll see if that's just a way to sort of put this thing in a tidy bow or if it was real, but. He seemed like he worked his way out. You know what they say? The a-holes are like splinters. They work their way out. We'll see.
To follow that, so how are you? Are you like, is it sort of cognitive dissonance for you, or maybe not, to have like Florida and Vegas and Tampa? Like, these are the places that are doing almost all of the winning.
It's bizarre, isn't it? It's all Tampa and Florida and Vegas. I know. And obviously, you know, I won't even mention the ex-Saber factor, but it's so upsetting. It's so bizarre. I know it's, but you know, I will say, you know, you can watch the playoffs and not dig what the Panthers are all about. That's just great hockey. Yep. And it's a little bit old school. I loved it. You know, I have to admit, I reluctantly kind of got on board that train because I was enjoying watching it. Even Marchand.
Yes, I know. I'm waiting to say, even Marchand. Yes. It's a crazy. I feel gross saying it, but I admit, like, I liked him there.
Oh, well, this is where we've been driven to this. It's like, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, I was a huge Oakland Raider fan. When the Bills sucked, because they were sort of my playoff girlfriend, you know? And I also always felt like Oakland was sort of the Buffalo of California. It all kind of worked for me. I made it work, you know? But this is what you got to do something during the playoffs, you know? We're not going to start watching, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to start watching some sport I have no concept of. And, you know, playoff hockey remains the best thing going. I don't care who's in it. It's great.
Yeah, I don't mean this as harsh as it'll sound, but it's almost like picking a team in a sports league that you're not in. I mean, pick an NBA team that sort of meets your fancy. Because we're not sort of, at least you and I maybe, on a day-to-day basis, comparing the Sabres with the eventual Stanley Cup winners.
Right.
You know, it's just too far away. So you can end up maybe sort of liking a team like that. And it wasn't Toronto, Nick. It wasn't Toronto in the end.
No, I didn't think so. No, and that always feels good. Come on.
Rude on a Canada Day, perhaps. So, well,
Glad it's not Canada Day. It's Bulldog Day.
It's Bulldog Day. That's right. Let's get this in the proper order. Thanks for finding time for us, like as always.
Of course. Happy birthday, brother.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick. Means a lot. Really. Thanks.
Nick Bakay on the West Her Hotline. What a celebration of life.
I knew, you know, you told me, you tipped me off about Rob Ray. So I knew Rob, and I had booked Paul, and so I knew Paul, obviously, like these are the, you know, and Rob fit with hot, you know, it being free agency day anyway, but, you know, still, he and I go back to when I first started. I saw, like, the YouTube thing was firing up when we were starting the show, and G had, all he had was Rob Ray on there. Like, Zach obviously knew about. He's been calling these people.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Like, did you tell them not to put any of these guests on the thing because you thought I'd see it?
Basically.
Yeah. Wow. Good job.
I didn't so much communicate with G as I did just with Zach. Like,
right.
I made sure everybody out there knew too, like the guests, that you were not expecting them.
All right. Well, good job.
So everybody, like, nobody turned you down. I can say that.
Wow, that's nice.
They're happy to do whatever you need.
Well, Zach's on the phone. Should I be worried?
Not worried.
Don't
no.
worry about it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Also trying to keep us on topic.
Yeah.
There was one moment there during Krautwurst where I think you were eager to be like, I'm adding up the numbers on the Sabres forwards here, guys. I think you're maybe just wanting to do your part to make sure everybody knew. We were not forgetting about the fact that it was July 1st. And I for one, appreciated that. I think we needed that. That was the right instinct, I thought.
Okay. Well, I'm here for you. Yeah.
And Nick is watching every Sabres game from California.
Yeah.
He is that fan.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's not a put-on.
Yeah,
like, he's...
Yeah. He can talk Paterka.
Yeah, yeah.
So, too, I think, in our next guest, Danny Gare. Now, Danny has been on for your birthday before, I think. Does that sound right, Danny? Have we done this before?
I believe it was when he was a little younger, though.
Yeah. No, you definitely were a birthday surprise in the past.
Happy 60th, Bulldog.
Thank
awesome.
You, Danny. Really, really nice. Thank you. Nice to hear from you. How's my favorite all-time Sabre doing?
He's doing good. I got back about a month ago. I spent my winters in Tampa, but came up for Rob Ray's Hall of Fame induction and did a few games. And then I'm back here. I'm going to go down to the development camp Thursday to watch a little bit and say hi to everybody. But all good. Yeah, all good.
Excellent. By the way, when Bulldog asks you, how's my all-time favorite Sabre doing? You're supposed to be like, oh, Mel Davis, I don't know, we lost touch. Or anybody, pick from 1,000 guys probably for that. Whoever you like, Danny, whoever you like. But no, it's true. It's true. You're his number one.
Yeah, that's quite an honor, to be honest with you, because, you know, we go back a long ways, and he appreciated hard work, I think, and popped in a few goals here and there, but...
More than a few, my bud. More than a few at
but
this
we,
point.
We had great teams back then, and it was a great time to be in Buffalo. And it's always nice to be back here and spending the summer with my family and grandkids. And hopefully I'll get to see you guys shortly.
I would look forward to that. You know what I'm thinking of here? You're such a good guy, and you've been my favorite for so long. I've said that for many years on the air here. So much so that... my son Owen, I don't remember how old he was. He was playing hockey. He'd been to the building. He knew who you were. He knew your number was hanging up there. And he was with me. We crossed paths. Like, I was leaving a charity event and you were just coming in or something. Right. And we were in the parking lot and we stopped and chatted for a few minutes. And he was so impressed that I knew you to like stop and talk to you, not just like talk to you on the radio, not just talk about you on the radio, but like that you were like Danny's like, hey Bulldog, what's going on, buddy? How are you? Like, you know, bro hugs and the whole thing. And he was just like, this is so cool. So thanks for that.
No problem. It's funny. I ran into a bunch of guys. I was at the 11-day hockey, which they did such a wonderful job on Sunday, the closing ceremonies.
And right.
I ran into Alan Davis, your boss, and I said to him, you know, I'd like to have a gentleman on with Bulldog and Chopey. He says, well, Bulldog's birthday is And I forgot about it, you know. And then I'm listening on the radio. I said, I got to call him and see if I can just wish him the best on his 60th and many more years to come, my friend.
Danny, what might you have to offer on the current Sabres, the state of things, and on July 1st? You know, it can be frustrating, fans often wanting more from them. But I don't know, are you hopeful?
Yeah. Today, I watched, there really wasn't much. After Marner went and a couple other guys went, I mean, there really wasn't a lot that was out there, I felt, but I thought the move, I mean, Paterka, who I always enjoyed his goal scoring, but I think it's a 200-foot rink, and I didn't know how much. I've heard rumors that he maybe obviously didn't enjoy being here as much, you know, and wanted to move on. So I like the fact that, Jason Doan's got great pedigree. I knew his dad, Shane, at a different event that I've been with, and the NHL alumni and things like that. Great player. So there's some upside there. He's big. He's got some physical size to him. And Kesselring, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Yeah. He's a kid that I think, too, I watched him in the World Championships when he played with Tage Thompson, and he kind of jumped out at me, you know, when I watched some of the games, and I think he can be an upside. They talked about him, you know, you guys have heard, too, and Paul Hamilton, some of the guys talking about the fact that maybe he could be a good fit for Owen Power, to maybe raise the bar for him a little more. But, you know, I think, you know, and you look at this team, you know, the size is a big part of it. When I'm fortunate, I get to watch some pretty good teams in Florida.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Lightning and the Panthers. So I get a pretty good feel of what good teams are about. And a lot of it for me is, you know, out-competing teams, you know, and being, you know, physical and hard to compete against and do anything that will win, you know. And you have to find those players and have a fit for those type of players. And I think Lindy's trying to put his stamp on it, along with Kevin and the staff. And I really think, too, it's funny, the other day I got a call from an old friend and teammate, Wayne Gretzky. And Gretzky, I talk to, you know, every once in a while. He's down in Florida. I played golf with him a few times. He's a big Sabre fan. He grew up in Brantford, Ontario. Gilbert was his favorite player growing up and watched us play. And he's always, you know, asking about what's going on, and he likes what, you know, some of the things they've done, and it's obviously disappointing that they're not making the playoffs as long as they have, but he said, I think the one thing that's going to help Kevin a lot is Jarmo Kukkonen, because as a senior advisor, and he says this guy's kind of been out on a limb, and the experience-wise from Jarmo gives him, you know, I think someone to rebound things off of, and Jarmo's had that experience, you know, as a general manager. And And also Eric Stahl. I mean, I've met Eric when I was doing broadcasts. I was always impressed with him doing interviews and talking to him. I think he can help, you know, with the younger groups and development and finding character guys that can play and want to win. So I think those moves outside of, you know, the player personnel, as far as the team goes, I think those were good moves for the Sabres.
Danny, just a couple of minutes here before you go. The scene in Florida, like we can see the atmosphere in the building. The Panthers have won two in a row, been to three straight finals. Tampa's had a long, successful run too. Do you notice it living in Florida? Do you notice it outside from just like in the arena? Like, is there a Panthers sort of scene with the fans, or is it really confined to, you know, whatever they used to say about the Rangers, I think, for this? Like, however many seats.
It's funny you say that, Chopi, because I went to the first playoff game against the Panthers and the Lightning this year, the first game, which the Panthers beat them, I think, 5-2 or something. But the electricity outside the building in Tampa, and it's like that, I'm sure, over in Pantherville. And it was just amazing, amazing. I forgot how exciting playoff hockey was. Obviously, I haven't been here to see any, but it was great. It was a great atmosphere. And the people in Tampa, I mean, I started with the Lightning with Phil Esposito when he got the team. And that's another thing that Wayne Gretzky said. He said, you know, Phil should get a lot of kudos for having, you know, brought hockey to Florida, you know. So it's amazing to see the growth of the game down there and how exciting, you know, people are and the cups that have been won by the Lightning and the Panthers. So good for the game.
Very good. It's great to hear your voice again, Danny. Thanks for today.
You guys too. And Bulldog, have a pop on me tonight, okay?
You got it, Danny. Thanks. Means a lot, really.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Danny. What was I going for with the Rangers? Like, however many seats are in Madison Square Garden is how many hockey fans.
Right, that's how many hockey fans are in New York. Like, whatever, 20,000. Like, that's it. Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go indeed.
Any big moves while we've been talking to Nick and Danny?
No.
In the last 20 minutes? No, not yet?
Nothing. No.
All right. Rob Ray with us earlier, also. In the spirit of Bulldog's birthday and evaluating where the Sabres are at, we'll have our conversation with Rob for you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.